The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock. Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. This is episode 356. Cognitive Dissonance. And Cecil, you're not anymore, holding in your hand one of the many gifts.
One of the many gifts
that we received when we were down at ReasonCon. So we have survived our trip to the South.
Yeah. And one of the many gifts, the most important gift I received was the gift of love from other people.
That's chlamydia. That's not love. That's chlamydia. That's why it hurts when you pee.
Oh.
Yeah, I get confused about the same thing. I'm like, thanks for the love.
I just thought,
now I got a drippy dick.
I just thought anything that makes my bits tingly is the thing that's love.
Also,
right?
Icy hot, not love.
Okay, all right. That's
just
fair.
not the case, right?
It was really nice to run into people down there, people I haven't seen in a long time, other podcasters, which was a lot of fun. And then we saw Gam Live and we announced the show, the new Citation Needed is on Patreon. So, we announced there and played a clip, and the live gam was a lot of fun. Thomas Smith was
almost funny. I am still a little worried about the Indian baby. It's
so mean.
What, he was almost funny.
He was hilarious on there.
Yeah, if you don't think things are funny, he was great.
He fucking killed it. I laughed. I thought he was awesome. The screaming.
When he did scream like a woman in trouble, it was great.
Was so funny.
His scream sounds like a rape whistle.
Yeah. I think he's just so used to hearing it. He can mock. It's like when a bird, you take pictures of the bird and it can mock the camera. Thomas just knows what that sounds like. So, yeah. But
seriously, ReasonCon was great.
Yeah,
ReasonCon was a lot of fun. We went to the Waffle House, so I still have a stomach ache. That's good. I've been shitting pretty much constantly ever since I left.
You ordered the wrong food. You got to order the, like, breakfast foods.
You gotta order the check and go somewhere
else. I love that like that's the only place down there that Eli can eat. Even the buffet down there, he walks out and he goes out, you just see a sad Eli face, like wah wah. He can't eat anything. He had to eat a salad. He had two salads that night, poor guy.
Oh god.
God, I don't even know.
Salad is what your food eats.
I know.
That's terrible.
And then he had to go across the street and eat a Waffle House. Fuck. Oh God. It was a lot of fun. That was my favorite part of Waffle House was, right as I got the bill, I paid the bill. And, the lady asked a few minutes before, like, what are you guys doing down here? What's your thing? And we said, we're at a non-believer conference across the road. It's people aren't religious. And she said, oh, okay. And then she gives me the check. She's like, have a blessed day. I was like, cool story. So,
you know, I will say it's true what they say about the South. You know, things just move a little slower down there. It was evident. And they move a little slower because the people down there are a little slow.
Yeah.
You know, it seems self-evident. Clearly by the people that rent you a vehicle down in Charlotte.
We were talking about this, though. Every single fucking rental place sucks.
Every single rental place sucks. But I have never encountered a level of organized disinterest.
That's the perfect word for it.
So deep outside of a sex partner.
It took that guy way longer to type my name in than it would for me to come in a disinterested sex partner.
This is no shit. Cecil gives this person a credit card and his license. And this guy typed the Great American Novel into whatever machine.
One key at a time.
Click.
He hunted and packed the entire thing, and it took him.
He's still typing.
It took him like 45 minutes. And it's so funny because there's a bunch of people that sort of show up and they start to push you over because they think they're next, right?
Right.
And so he's still typing my shit and they're like pushing over because they want to be next and they want to get their car and they want to go. Because I step away for a second. I'm like, I'm talking to you. You're sitting down. I walk away for a second. I come back. There's a lady who's taking over my position. She's like, nope, you're on the line now. And I was like, well, that's fine. I don't care.
He's already got my shit.
I'm good.
Right.
And then
this man clearly is not going to multitask.
Yeah. So I stand over to the side and she's standing there looking right at him, waiting for him to like, be like, hello, ma'am, I'm ready to help you. And he looks at her a couple times, keeps typing for five straight minutes. And then he turns and he looks around her and he's like, sir, the car will be here in a few minutes, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, do you want to fill out the paperwork now? Or do you want to wait until he's like, we'll do it now. You need to sign. And the fucking thing lights up and she's standing right in front of it. She kind of like nervously like has to back away because she had already jumped. It was the most awkward, weird Seinfeld-like experience I've ever had in my life.
And then I do also want to point out that at the car rental place, they had to go get our car.
From the airport.
From another place. And it took them about 6 weeks.
Yeah.
It was just an amazing experience. Like I said, everything happens a little slower in the South. Mostly because their fucking brains are full of molasses.
Never had a good experience at a car rental.
I've never had a good experience in the South. Yeah.
That's fair. I do want to say Reason Con, put on by those guys down there, Gene and the group down in North Carolina. Great group of guys. You know, they're on the front lines fighting against all the stuff, you know, all the religious stuff. And then also how the religion works its way into our culture and our laws. You know, all the LGBT rights stuff. They're on the front lines down there helping and fighting. And we got a message from someone a while back that was like, hey, what are you going to do? Like, you're going down to North Carolina. And it's something I hadn't even considered. Go to North Carolina, you're going to be spending all your money. I'm like, well, fuck yeah, you're right. I didn't even consider it. Didn't even cross my mind. And so I said, we'll pay double what we spend to a national gay charity. Because it was something that we just didn't even consider. And we, you know, while we gave some money to Gene, you know, some money went to them.
Right.
A lot of the money went to the hotel. A lot of money went to the other stuff. So I just added up all our expenses today. And today we donated money to the Trevor Project, double what we spent down there. Because it's, you know, we talked about the carbon footprint. Let's offset that carbon footprint of, you know, bad government and that sort of thing.
It's like a bigotry footprint.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we offset our bigotry footprint.
In the name of Jesus, we speak that. Oramana shanda karaba.
All right, so this story is from the Daily Beast. Polygamous Mormon church allowed to keep its police force. And I read this and I thought, like, you know, what do these guys need their own fucking police force for? You know, like, are they worried someone's going to kidnap one of their 75,000 children?
Or wives.
Or one of their dozens of wives?
Dozens of wives, yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, they're already allowed to domestically beat, like, the first half dozen of them, right? Like... It's ridiculous. Look how inbred they look. Look at them. Don't you hide your face from me, sir. Don't you hide. Polygamous. Look at this picture. Look at this fucking picture and tell me that they all have the right number of fingers and toes. They do not.
I can't guarantee
they do
that.
Not.
That one on the right. Hiding it.
That one know. On the right, she can swim very quickly because of the webbing. You know what I mean?
That's the
well, I'm just saying that they're garbage
you're,
people.
You're right.
They're garbage.
I don't know if
filthy
you're right about
garbage
that, but,
people.
But you are right that they have their own police force. So yeah. Roll this back a little.
And it's an interstate police force.
That's weird.
It's super weird. It's an interstate kind of religious police force. Not kind of. I mean, it's a religious police force that crosses boundaries. And then they were just like, as long as you follow some of the laws, it's fine. Go ahead.
Well, they messed up at one point. The group messed up and it said that the officers will be required to attend annual training sessions to ensure they comply with the federal laws and don't discriminate against the community. And at one point they're talking about in this article that they're facilitating child abuse because there's, you know, they're marrying mm-hmm. young people right. and they're sort of enforcing that those people get married. And I was thinking, you know, instead of going to mandatory annual training sessions, they should go to sort of early child development sessions so they right. know when the child's ripe. You know what I mean? Like no one they're like perfect for picking.
Is it like an avocado? Like it only ripens off the,
it's like
out of the womb?
Peak freshness. You know what I mean? Like, they'll know. They'll know exactly when that happens. Like one hair, boink, they're like, yep.
You like walk up, you gotta like press your thumbnail into it if it kind of sticks in there.
Yeah.
Then you
or
know.
Beat
then
it.
Kind of sniff, kind of grab the kid and kind of give it a good sniff.
Or
you know?
Smash its face open. You know,
Jesus
one
Christ.
Or the other. I don't know.
You know, I read this
you
thing.
You grabbed an avocado and it's been bruised before. I mean, come on.
Please.
These people
when
are.
When I grab an avocado, I guarantee it's bruised.
When they grab a child,
they guarantee it's bruised,
too. Yeah.
Yeah, I love the idea that they police themselves. This is part of that small creek or short creek or up the creek or whatever the fuck they call it.
Short bus.
It's like, yeah, right? It's a 7,500 person community that does cross some state lines. And it's part of the fundamentalist Church of Latter-day Saints.
FLDS, is that what it is?
Right, yeah, those lunatics.
Fields.
Right. So, but I love the idea too that they, you know, they get to start their own police force across the state lines. And then they have to go to a training called, you should probably follow the law. They're supposed to enforce the law.
Are they, though?
They have to. I mean, isn't that kind of what a police force is supposed to do?
Yeah, but they're like a private security.
They're like the Pinkertons. They're like the religious Pinkertons, man. How is this a thing?
They are the Pinkertons.
They're like double state troopers. You can come up and be like, meow. Like, what?
This is crazy to me that they would even have such a force. This is the same group that had that Warren Jeffs guy who was like, fucking like a fucking mob boss running this shit from jail for
right,
a while.
Yeah. Hey, isn't he still running it from jail?
Oh, I don't know if he's still running it from jail, but I know for sure that he was for a while running it from jail. It's crazy to me that they have such a force even exists.
I don't even understand why you would want to be in control of these people. You know, like if you're going to have like 75 wives, couldn't you have one of them attractive?
Jesus.
I'm just saying. What I'm saying is they're all ugly.
And, you know, and the other thing
all
too, when you look at this, when you look at this photo, why have a police force? This woman looks like an offensive lineman. I think you should have a football team.
Lord, we just ask to be covered with the blood of Jesus. Open hearts, Lord. Open hearts.
All right, it's from the New York Daily News.
Hey, let's do a molesting story time.
Yeah, man. Like, which one?
I mean, at some point, like the previous one was kind of a molesting story.
They're all molesting stories.
Here we go.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, molesting never hurt
former
anybody.
Ohio mayor.
But the molestee,
yeah,
I guess.
Jesus. Yeah, a little molesting hurts lots of people, actually.
Molestee.
Are you the molestor or the molestee? Yeah, was it Ohio where that crazy woman... Do you remember
it was
that?
Toledo.
It was Toledo, Ohio Toledo. That she was.
It was something Covey was her name.
Yes.
Covey. I don't
Still
remember.
One of my very favorite
She's
things I've ever listened
best.
To. She was amazing.
She was the best. Yeah.
So Ohio's just fucked. Former Ohio mayor. Can we pause for a second? Because I'm already stuck there. Ohio's not a place that would have a mayor. That's a whole state. Okay. He's the mayor of the town.
Oh, I guess that's true. You're right.
Right? Okay. But former Ohio mayor who called himself dedicated Christian admits to molesting girl, called her willing participant. Cecil, how old was the girl?
So she was four.
Four!
And what happened? Let's not jump to conclusions here, Tom. Let's not jump to conclusions. I want to read what happened.
Four.
He said the girl walked in on him in the bathroom and asked him if she could touch his pee-pee. And he said he kissed and fondled and performed oral sex on the girl and let her kiss his genitals, the court docs say. And she was 4. And he's saying that she's a willing participant. A 4-year-old can't have cake for breakfast.
I know, right?
A 4-year-old can't decide to wear flippers and a sundress to school. Right? You know what I mean? Like you can't dress like that today. You can't eat that right now. You can't cross the fucking street. You can't buy lottery tickets. All those things.
You can't properly pronounce most words yet. You're fucking having paschetti still.
You can't go on the roller coaster. Right? You are not that high. You are not tall enough to ride this or that ride. You're not tall enough to ride either of the rides.
Yeah, this would even be a defense that somebody would use, a dedicated Christian nonetheless. The idea that this would be a defense, be like, well, she asked me if she could touch her pee-pee.
It doesn't even matter whose pee-pee gets touched or who asked for touching of pee-pee.
Well, you're just like, well, I didn't know what to say. I mean, she's clearly in charge. She's a 4-year-old girl.
She asked to drive the car. I just let her.
What the fuck?
I just tossed the keys to her. Hey, pick me up a pack of smokes while you're at the gas station.
God damn. Why? You know, there's like a moment where you just be like, yeah, I'm just the worst. I'm just going to go hang myself in my jail cell.
She asked if she could shoot her brother in the face.
For fuck's sake, why would you even say out loud that that's your fucking excuse or defense or fucking whatever?
The only step worse than that is saying that she wanted it.
Yeah.
Like, well, you know, I mean, that is, but like saying that she was asking for it in a sense.
Maybe
like,
if she hadn't dressed so provocatively in her pull-ups.
She had a diaper on and it was asking for it.
You look at that guy, he looks exactly like a child molester looks, right? Don't you look at that guy and just immediately convict him? You don't have to file charges. You get to convict a guy that looks like that. You just be like, get to jail. You are in jail now. We'll figure out what for later.
Looks like a human version of Droopy the dog.
I do believe that atheists are parasites in the sense they're benefiting from everything that religious culture is built in America, but they're doing nothing to add energy into the system.
All right, this story is from the Progressive Secular Humanist blog over at Patheos. San Antonio mayor says atheism causes poverty. Very briefly, this is, again, from the mayor of a city that thinks that having a river in it with a couple of chain restaurants next to it makes the city great. Like, that's the chief fucking attraction of San Antonio is, look, over there, everybody on our side died, and they've got a river walk.
I thought the attraction for San Antonio was there's, like, 5 liberals that live there.
That, right? Well, and you get to kill them.
Yeah.
That's the attraction. Right?
It's like Running Man.
They just have, like, a running of the liberals. That's just it. That's just, they open up the floodgates.
What they do is they have to paddle boat down the river as fast as they can.
Have you ever been to San Antonio?
I've never been to Texas. I've never been set foot in Texas in
my
life.
I've been to a number of cities in Texas.
Oh.
I know. I'm trying to avoid it again in the future. See, I spent almost a week in San Antonio.
Wow, a whole week?
Yeah, I went for vacation in the summer.
What?
My kid wanted to go to SeaWorld, and I didn't want to go to Florida. But yeah, San Antonio, seriously, the chief attraction is the Alamo.
How many whales do they have?
At SeaWorld?
Just one? Half floating. Once in a while, they get a stick and they push it down.
Get in there.
So it looks like
get in there.
And it sort of does one of those. It sort of starts to right itself and then goes back belly up again.
Y'all, it's still live. Look at its tail move. Hey, Bill, move its tail.
No, man, those whales are well kept in their thimble of water. It's fine. It's not at all spectacularly abusive. They love jumping for prizes like they do in the wild.
Jumping for prizes. You get a brand new bucket of fish.
I'll tell you where I'll never go back to.
Yeah.
It's fucking SeaWorld. After you go to SeaWorld, I remember it as a kid. It was great. I go as an adult. It's fucking depressing shit. You spend like $1 million to look at fish. And like most of the fish, like they're just like, I'm so unhappy. I'm so unhappy. They're just like, kill me. Kill me. fucking horrible. It's fucking horrible. Yeah, we went there for some time. But San Antonio has it's a fucking shitty city. It has a river that runs through it, and everyone's fucking impressed. Like, oh my God, water that's flowing. You're like, yeah. We have that in the real parts of the country and no one even cares. They put a bunch of fucking TGI Fridays or some shit next to it. And everyone's like, oh my God, it's a cultural mecca. And it's like, no, this is a wasteland. This is an actual literal wasteland. This is some Mad Max style fucking hellscape. Oh. And you guys are like, oh, I had a fucking 32 ounce Miller Lite next to this tepid fucking slow flowing water. I'm so happy. It's a garbage city.
Is it a terrible city?
It's terrible.
Well, the mayor there.
The mayor's a good, shitty person.
The mayor had this to say about poverty. They were asked about systemic change. So that they were asked, what are the deepest systemic cause of generational poverty? And the answer was, to me, it's broken people. People not being in a relationship with their creator, and therefore not in good relationships with their families and their communities, and not being productive members of society. I think that's the ultimate answer that they said. They also at first said, well, this doesn't have to have anything to do with me. and then backtracked on that and said this long, shitty statement. And I think when somebody answers a question like that, this is a type of person who I think doesn't think there's any outside factors on being a human, right? They think, you know, look at all the things that they list there. That's sure. All internal, right? It's all shit you chose, right? You chose not to have a relationship with your creator. You're not in a good relationship with your family. It's all stuff that you did. You know what I mean? Like there's no outside forces there, right? And they think the same thing for rich people, right? There's no outside forces. There's no incredible luck to being rich. There's no generational advantage to being rich. There's no internal privilege of, you know, where you live, who you are, what color you are, etc. There's none of that, right? To them, it's all just you.
Yeah, right.
And the same thing goes for poor people. It's all just you. It's your fault. You're poor because it's your fault. Not that you didn't have any advantages in life. Not that you didn't do any of this stuff. And I say that, I say all this as a bootstraps guy, right? Like right. I am an actual bootstraps guy. I didn't have a lot of advantages growing up. Now, granted, I was white. I was suburban. I did have some advantages, but I didn't have a lot of advantages. I didn't have all the advantages. I certainly wasn't Jared Kushner. I look back on all that and I think of how incredibly fucking lucky I was to get to the point where I am now. Now, I'm not rich. I'm not a rich human being, but I'm not struggling like generationally I probably should be, right?
Sure.
Right. I'm not in those positions. Did it take some hard work on my part? Maybe, you know, I'm sure it did. And I look back and yeah, there was some hard work. I did participate in that. I did push forward in some of that, but I also got incredibly lucky throughout my life. You know what I mean?
There were outside forces. Yep.
And these people don't think that those things exist. And it's like, as a person who has overcome some adversity in my life, I look back on that and I think I was so super lucky and I recognize that those things, none of that was possible without a step stool. None of that was possible without, you know, a lot of good people helping me do that stuff because I didn't do it by myself. And that's why the bootstraps is a myth, right? That's why it's
you bullshit.
You don't do it on your own.
Right. She doesn't even understand the fucking question.
No, she has to ask about it.
She was asked about generational poverty, and then she responds in a way that doesn't address generational poverty.
She didn't understand what systemic change is, I think, because she had to ask what the word was. In the video, she stops, can't repeat the question back to them, and has to have them repeat the question back. So I don't think she knows what systemic cause of generational poverty means.
That is fucking... So then just don't answer the question. If you don't understand the question... Don't answer the question, right? But don't give some bullshit answer called it's busted fucking people.
Yeah.
Right? It's people who don't, like, it's people who don't have a relationship with God.
Yeah.
People, my relationship with God, oh, is that the reason that my parents were poor? And I grew up in a poor neighborhood that had shitty and unsafe schools?
Which is crazy.
Right?
Fucking poor people are more often religious anyway.
Yeah. Right? That's, It's like, oh, it's broken people. The reason I'm broke, the reason that I'm in poverty, according to her, and I'm not in poverty, but the reason that I would be in poverty is because my father was in poverty, my father's father was in poverty, and his father's father was in poverty. And that's what generational poverty is. And those things, you know, just like it's easier to be rich if you come from wealth.
Sure.
It is easier to be fucking poor if you come from poverty.
Absolutely.
The greatest predictor of your fucking future financial success is the financial success of your parents in either direction.
Yeah.
That's the greatest fucking predictor.
Absolutely.
Control for all other factors. She doesn't even understand the fucking question, but then she blames the people that are poor anyway. So what is she saying? Like, this is the mayor of a fucking city, a pretty good sized city. And she's belying, she's saying like, yeah, well, you know what? It's fucking your fault. This story comes from Yahoo. Three Pakistani women confessed to killing man over blasphemy. But at least it happened in Islamabad, which is...
Well, it's not called Islamagood. Come on, man. We knew something was going to happen.
You know, they probably did this for political reasons when they confessed.
Oh, yeah.
To
ask
killing.
Resla Aslan if this was
right. Yeah.
Political reasons why they killed a guy who confessed to being a blasphemer, fled,
right. Mm-hmm.
Came back, they killed him. And then the one of them says, is like, I'd have killed him before if I could have found him.
Right. The only reason they didn't kill him earlier is because he ran away from people trying to kill him.
Right.
Like
because he blasphemed
right.
And was a political dissident,
yep.
I guess. I don't
yep.
know. It's one of those crazy stories that you read, Tom. And the first thing I think is like, this is a nuclear country. Like, yeah. They have
Man.
Nukes. They have nukes and they kill yep. human beings for saying bad things about God.
Yeah. You know, and I want to point out too, like, it sounds like he's just crazy.
Yeah.
You know, when you read this story, he sounds like he's probably a guy who's mentally ill. You know, he went into a mosque.
That's a different guy.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Different guy. Also, Friday, a mob tried to kill the mentally disturbed man.
You know, sometimes, Cecil, I get mixed up on which mob is trying to kill who for blasphemy over there.
Oh.
So forgive me for mixing up the fucking stories.
Oh, for saying they're the same guy. See, because, Tom, they not only killed one guy, then they also almost killed another guy.
Yeah. You know what? It's almost like we shouldn't do it at all.
Yeah.
And then we're doing it too much. And so they do it so much, it gets confusing. Over which mob of lunatics is ending other people's lives over not thinking the thoughts that some other person wants you to think? That's what blasphemy is.
Yeah.
Like, blasphemy is a bullshit made up crime. Who's hurt in blasphemy, right?
Nobody.
No, you blaspheme. Well, yeah. we gotta make that a crime. Wait, why? Who's hurt? Oh, God's hurt. I feel like God can take care of himself.
He's good.
Also, is this the creature that created the actual universe?
Sure, yeah. It didn't exist until he thought it up.
Right. It just was like, oh, no, blah, lightning yeah. bolts. And that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
And we're going to say fucking meanie pants things to him.
Yeah.
I just am fucking floored at the very idea of blasphemy.
This guy was mentally disturbed, goes into a mosque and says to everybody, hey, I'm actually your religious leader. I'm your God. And so they beat him until the police came.
Yeah.
And then the police show up and take him away. And the crowd is so angry that they can't kill him on sight. They attack the police station.
Yeah.
This is like fucking World War Z over there.
You know what this is? This is like a Wild Western.
Yeah.
Right? Where it's like, you better send him out so we can lynch him before you lynch him.
Oh
right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It is exactly that.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you got Dirty Barton there, you know, like for fucking real, they're going to tie like the ye olde bars to a horse and slap it on its head.
You got Dirty Ashraf in there.
You know, what's
better
crazy.
Send him out. He said he was Mohammed.
There's actually three incidents in this one article.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
Because there's three women who shoot this guy. Right.
Sure.
And actually, it sounds like they were disappointed because they all wanted to shoot him. And he died before they could all get a shot off.
Jesus, that's so disappointing.
Right?
It's like when you go to the kitchen and you're looking for a cupcake and all the cupcakes are gone.
So, and then this comes days later, you know, after a mob lynched a university student over alleged blasphemy. And then There's the mentally disabled guy on Friday. Also Friday. Also this game. This one story. Who's still alive over there? Like, if you're not part of the mob, they just like, is he in the mob?
It's almost like they got one of those spinny twister things to decide right? who dies. Oh, you're wearing orange.
It's you. The fucking purge over there.
You know, there is nothing normal about being a sodomite. There is no life that will come out of a rectum. You cannot produce life. It's only death. Every time, there's nothing in a rectum except waste, refuse, and death.
So this story comes from, I don't know, neckbeard.com. Where is this from? Logo Now Next? Neo New Now Next?
New Now Next? I don't know.
Meow, meow, meow. Chechnya's president vows to eliminate gays by the start of Ramadan. That, by the way, is the end of May, May 26th.
Wow.
So gays are, I just, that's it. You're done. Just suck all the dick you can between now and May 26th.
Yeah, he's saying that they're going to have a British foreign minister revealed the threat today during a parliament session about the ongoing purge of homosexuals in Chechnya. I guess you got to swallow a lot of gay men in private to want to purge them. You know what I mean?
The binge part is fun, but the purge
is not so great.
So this is delightfully contradictory. So in Chechnya, not delightfully at all, actually, in Chechnya, over, more than 100 gay people have been reportedly detained and tortured in concentration camps. At least four have been believed to have been killed. So the president of Chechnya is rounding up gay men, and throwing them in basically in prisons and doing terrible shit. And then simultaneously saying, there are no gay people in Chechnya.
We don't have gay people.
And then saying, but they'll all be gone by May 26th.
The way I think it's written, the way it reads to me is that he's saying that other people are saying that he wants to get rid of them by Ramadan, but he's saying they just don't even exist. This is the same thing that that the Iranian guy said, though, too. When they quizzed him when he came to the States, Ahmadinejad, they said, you know, what about the gay people over there? What do we hear about this? And he's like, you're crazy. We don't have any gay people. Like, they just don't exist. And then they really do. And they really, you know, they put them in jail and they fuck them up. And then they force them to get sex changes, like we found out.
Oh, God.
You know, all kinds of other stuff. So
they try real hard to make them not exist.
Yeah, they do. They do their damnedest to make sure they don't exist.
They work real hard.
I imagine this is going to be the exact same thing, right? Like this guy, you know, and look at it. It's a Muslim country. You're talking about like fucking Ramadan, you know.
I know.
Why is this such a big deal there?
Yeah, well, probably for political reasons.
It's probably because all these gays are marching for science.
Ready to stick it in the glory hole? Get links to their Facebook, Twitter, and if you still use it, Google Plus account at their website, dissonancepod.com. If you need to be all discreet about it, contact them by email at dissonance.podcast@gmail.com. Or you can call and leave a ransom message at 740-74-DOUBT. That's 740-743-6828. Want to hear Cognitive Dissonance commercial-free and gain access to exclusive content, including full patron-only shows? Head to patreon.com/dissonancepod and become a patron to support the show on a per episode basis. Love commercials? Not ready to become a patron? Give the guys a 5-star review on iTunes or Stitcher. Or tell your buddies in the drunk tank about the show. We want to send a big sloppy glory hole to all the patrons and people who rate us. You fucking rock.
This is from News, Irish News. Is a weird name for something. News, Irish News. Why is it just Irish News or New Irish News? Why is it News, Irish News?
And so you could sing it every time. It's so that they could sing it.
Dance, magic, dance. Okay. Hidden Files, real plight of the boy.
Okay, pause for a second. Yeah. That scene, when he's doing the dance, magic, dance, if you look... He's not wearing a cod piece or anything. And he's got a tiny little like mushroom under there that he's wearing under his tights. Right. I saw this on the big screen downtown. They had at the Siskel and I watched the Labyrinth there. And it's just, it's offensive how much it's on the camera. You miss it as a kid. You're not paying any attention to it. But as an adult, you cannot tear your eyes away from his tiny penis in those tights. And it's so
he didn't even
funny.
Give it an Eli fluff he before he went out.
Fluff it. He didn't even fluff it. You look at it and you're just like, that's kind of pathetic, David. David, you know, you're not packing more than 3 inches in there.
Oh,
it's pretty small.
Maybe he's a grower, not a shower.
He probably
you know?
Is. I mean, look.
It's David
it's
Bowie.
It's David Bowie.
Right.
So he doesn't, he could be fucking inverted and still get fucking laid. But
whatever he's got is working
not,
for him.
It was not. It
you
was
weren't
not
impressed?
Impressive. You know, what I want to see is like, I mean, I don't want to see any of it really, but if you're going to show it, show.
Yeah, right?
You know what I mean? Like, if
be loud, be proud.
Exactly. You know, if we're right. going to clap our hands, make sure I hear it. You know what I mean? This fucking little dancing around thing, it's not good. Not good.
So from News Irish News, hidden files reveal plight of the boys made into slaves. Documents reveal the Christian Brothers placed boys into servitude with Limerick's merchant princes. I don't care about this story. I just wanted to write a limerick. Only reads from Limerick.
This is it.
This is it.
Can we let's talk about the story before you get into
it. Well, you got to talk about the story. I have a limerick prepared.
I will.
I am
so
stuck.
What they did was they just gave these kids away as indentured servants. And these poor kids had to just work. And they didn't even get the money. They didn't even get paid.
Yeah. But I mean, no part of you can be surprised. Because let's be very blunt. Ireland's fucked up.
Yeah.
Ireland is fucked up. And we've in the last couple of years, there's like the stories of like what they like, particularly with regard to kids. It's like, oh yeah, single mothers. Why don't you give birth over here? We'll throw your kids in a ditch.
Just squat over that ditch if you can.
Right,
just drop it right in there. We're actually going to build a building with that later.
It's like a fucking cistern of baby corpses.
Exactly. They just put all, they like actually built foundations with baby corpses right. over there.
And then like we've covered other stories, same thing. Ireland, it's like, oh yeah, a bunch of fucking unwed mothers. Guess who works in a laundry forever?
Forever, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Again, basically slaves.
Yeah.
And then these kids, it's like, oh yeah, I don't have any parents. Oh, that's a great story. You'll make a fine slave. What is with you people? What the fuck? Your country's so sad anyway.
Oh, it is so sad.
It's
it
the
is
saddest
so
place.
Sad. It's
you're just making it sadder.
It's just like that sad Dublin violin you just hear no matter where you're at. So what's your limerick, Tom?
There once was a boy from Limerick who was paid not a dollar for dick. They worked him around and passed him around and turned the boy out for a trick.
I don't have one.
That's,
you added in the notes, write a
I
limerick.
I did, write a limerick.
And I tried and I can't do it, so I'm not going to do it.
All right. I can't do it either, but I did it anyway.
It's like I even read like the thing to how you do it, and it's like da 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 dum da 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 dum da 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 dum. And I'm like, okay, but I can't do that. I'm like, that's fine, but I can't find things that rhyme with this earlier thing that makes a sense. I'm just like, it doesn't work. I tried like 4 things and I was like, I gave up. I'm like, fuck it. I don't even
care. Just smashed your computer.
I don't even care. I would be terrible at learning the piano. I would take an axe to it at the end of the day. I would be like, oh, I can't play chopsticks by the end of the day. Whack,
smash,
whack,
smash.
Whack, whack.
I said, who's that guy on the other side of the glory hole? It's Jesus.
Jesus, I love this story. This is from Right Wing Watch. Michael Reagan. Men should sue women for sexual arousal. Yes, I am going to get so wealthy. I'm going to become incredibly wealthy.
You got Andrew Torres on speed dial.
I have quit my job.
I need to sue another one, Andrew. Sorry to halter top today. Bungada, bungada, bungada.
Yeah, the trick is like you just go down to the financial district and find, you know, women in pencil skirts that make money working on the trading floor.
Absolutely.
Because you don't want to sue poor people. That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, and then you got to garnish their wages.
Which I'm not opposed to doing.
No, I know.
Yeah. But I want bigger wages.
Sure. You just need to trick yourself into being sexually aroused by Oprah.
Trick myself. So conservative commentator Michael Reagan, the son of former President Ronald Reagan, defended Bill O'Reilly this morning on claims that he was over claims that the recently fired Fox News host sexually harassed women. He says, no, this is a quote.
These are tweets.
Tweets. If women are going to wear low-cut dresses that show cleavage, don't be harassed when we men look. Or should we sue for sexual arousal? It is 2017, right? Like it really is. Like he's using
the tweet from the past.
He really is using the if you don't want me to look, don't be in front of me defense. Like
I think that's what he's doing.
Really?
And
Don't be harassed.
And also, I've looked at many women in my life.
Yeah.
I've looked at women's cleavage before.
In my mind's eye, I'm doing it right now.
I've looked at pretty much any part of a woman that's been exposed.
Yeah.
Pretty much, no matter what it is, I've pretty much seen it. No matter what, right?
Same here. Get rid of the pretty much.
All I've done is two things. One, don't be fucking creepy about it.
Right.
Two, don't touch them.
Yeah.
That's super fucking easy, right? You know, like, look. And there's times like I'll be talking to someone or I'll see someone and they'll have like a low cut shirt on and you want to look, right? Like, so your brain is like, you need to look at that. And I'm like, no, I shouldn't look at that. And my brain's like, no, we're going to need to archive this.
Put it in mental Rolodex.
And I'm just like, I don't know. I don't think I want to do that. And my brain's like, no, we're definitely, it's like a fucking iOmega up there. No, we need to make sure we back up the hard drive. So we need to make sure we look at this. No, I don't want to. And I look. And I look right back up. I'm like, no, I shouldn't have done that. And then another second later, my brain has already had the same conversation again.
Right.
And I've looked again. But I'm not creep about it. I'm not just like trying to look or trying, you know what I mean? Like,
and you don't say anything. Right.
It's super easy to exist in a world. Look, I understand. And I get it. I'm a sexual creature. Males have a sex drive that's more aggressive. It just is. It's just, that's what we are. Right. I get it. I understand it. Women get it. They understand it. But here's the thing. Just don't be a fucking creep about it. And don't fucking, you know, fucking fiddle them or whatever, you know?
Fiddle them.
What the fuck?
Just fiddle them.
Like, it's super easy not to sexually harass someone. I say that to a guy who nearly shoved a penis pencil into someone's face this last weekend.
Yes.
Tom.
Yeah.
Actually, I've been meaning to talk to him about this. Tom, it's really super easy not to sexually assault somebody.
I'm still going to need lessons. Like a detailed list of things I'm not supposed to do. It's going to have to give a lot of detail. Like, just a lot.
Is there any way you could install a whistle on me? It's like an alarm. Every time I start to go over the line, it just blares. It's like a fucking tornado siren size alarm.
I figure if a woman hands me her penis, if I play with it, we are past the sexual harassment stage.
Is that what you think?
I do think that, actually. Okay. You know, like, you
that's,
know.
No, that's yeah, fine.
That's it.
Andrew, are you listening?
Andrew doesn't listen.
I like the next tweet here.
Yeah. Because, this is amazing.
The next tweet is, he was responding to an allegation that Bill O'Reilly called a black coworker hot chocolate, and then grunted while passing her desk, saying that it was a compliment. Now, hot chocolate, not a great thing to say to a black coworker. Kind of a little insensitive, but grunting when you walk past, Bill, you're pushing a line there that you probably shouldn't do. Could you imagine that fucking degenerate grunting? Now, again, it's an allegation. Right. He might not have done it. Bill O'Reilly.
I know, but I love that he's not defending whether he did it.
Yeah.
He's saying, look, calling a woman hot chocolate.
No, he didn't. No, he wrote hot chocolaire.
Yeah, he did, right?
He misspelled it. Chocolate.
Hot chocolate used to be a compliment on your looks.
No, it's never been a compliment.
No, here, look, heads up, guys. Nobody's ever liked that.
Yeah.
If you're working, if you like wake up and you fucking go to work and your boss is like, what's up, hot chocolate? She doesn't like that. She just doesn't like that.
It might have worked on Shaft.
Right.
But it doesn't work anywhere else. Yeah, okay. A blaxploitation movie, maybe. The rest of the world never worked.
It's not Mad Men.
Yeah.
The world is not Mad Men, right? I know they really do. And they're lamenting it, right? Like, back in my day, you could pinch a little ass.
Hey,
and,
I used to give them the nurple.
Like, it's just like, what is wrong with these people?
It's like, you know, there is a way to compliment somebody on their appearance without being creepy. And here's how you do it. You look very nice today. Nobody's ever sexually harassed when you say that. You look very nice today. Yeah. But when you're like, what's up, hot chocolate? Grunt, grunt, grunt.
I compliment the women that work with me all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I really like that coat, or that's really nice, or, you know, those are cool shoes, or whatever it is. You know what right. I mean? Like, I always say those sorts of things if I think, because I wouldn't say it if I didn't think it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, those are, that's a great thing or whatever. You know, like that yeah, that outfit tits. Looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really enjoy fisting your vagina. It's another thing I say.
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr. Yes. Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave. Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Oh, my God. This is also from Right Wing Watch. Yes, you love this shit.
Oh, my
Charisma
God.
Author. 9-year-old boy's vision of asteroid and nuclear war Jesus. From the Lord. Because this is where we get our information about what's happening next. It's from a kid who's concerned with whether or not he's going to catch them all.
I love this. It says a daughter of the highest king who posted a video of the drawing her grandson made on a dry erase board was describing his vision. Hey, what is your youngin' scribbled recently that we should fucking know, right? discern?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Oh, is there a fucking giant duck gonna eat the world? Is there a lopsided house we can all live in? Can't even draw a good house. You suck at drawing houses.
According to this picture, I have got stick legs and the sun is 3 inches from the chimney. Also, we have a chimney.
You like slap him until his perspective gets better. No, but seriously, like this is what we're going to be doing is, and I can't imagine not being part of this sect and not being embarrassed by the fact that you're thinking a 9-year-old is prophetic.
Yeah. Well, thinking that anybody is prophetic is crazy, right? I mean, it's just crazy. The age doesn't matter, right?
That's true.
But 9-year-olds are particularly untrustworthy
sure.
as peoples go, right? Yeah. As people to relay important information. If you were God, right, and you're going to give super important information, why would you give it to a 9-year-old kid? Nobody cares what 9-year-olds say.
Why wouldn't you just put it in like a fucking place that we will eventually find?
Yeah. Why would you write it on a mountain with your laser eyes?
Or at the bottom of the ocean or at a fucking end, like on the fucking, on the human genome.
Right. So actually, any place would be better than a 9-year-old boy's shitty drawings. You know what it's going to do? You're going to be like, I gave them all a warning, but they just put it on the refrigerator.
I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
This is our favorite Jesse Lee Peterson from Right Wing Watch. Also chiming in on Bill O'Reilly.
Who lost his job, by the way, at Fox News. And some people might not know that. But Bill O'Reilly, a famous pundit here in the States, lost his job for sexual harassment allegations.
Right.
And enough to make him lose his job, right, at Fox.
Right. Yeah. Which pretty much means you got caught with your hand in the vagina jar.
You've raped 16 interns at this point.
They're just like, the executives come up to you. You've got a fucking intern on each fist and you're boxing them.
<You're> like, they walk up and they're like, hey, Bill, I'm looking for that notepad. They open a fucking closet and 16 dead fucking interns fall out, all violated. And you're just like, oh, you shouldn't have gone in there.
Yeah, that's
Bill, we need to talk about your intern habit.
That's the third intern this week.
So this is Jesse Lee Peterson on his show.
So apparently Bill O'Reilly's out.
He's gay? Oh, congratulations, Bill.
I'm coming.
And I have to tell you, if they can get rid of Bill O'Reilly, they can get rid of anyone.
No, what, was Bill O'Reilly so fucking powerful? If they could get rid of Bill O'Reilly... who had a TV show, period. That's it. He's not some fucking massive power broker in the world. He's a fucking dude with a TV show.
He didn't have a fucking S on his chest and only vulnerable to kryptonite.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, how hard is it to get rid of him? Hey, watch this. Hey, Bill, you're fired. Huh? Hey, you're fired because you had a job. Now you don't have a job anymore.
Yeah.
That's how being fired works. So...
Writing up the great American novel or whatever you're gonna
get
do.
Your shit.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You can only take two interns with you. And I want you to wipe all the other interns before you leave.
Yeah, wipe those down.
Jesus.
Get a Clorox wipe or something.
Spritz them with something. They smell.
This is another modern day lynching.
No. No, lynchings killed people.
Yeah.
A rich white man lost his job.
Yeah.
And he got a big check for losing his job.
How deplorable is it that he's using that word, right?
As deplorable as possible.
As deplorable as it possibly can be. Like, and this is what makes me crazy about this guy in particular, is that he just seems like he's pandering so much. You know what I mean? Like, he feels like, you know, because you're going to listen to the rest of this clip and he's just going to be talking about how white males are amazing and white males are great and, you know, white males make the world go round. And it just feels so pandering and so patronizing. When you hear it, it sounds
he's
weird.
Shilling. It sounds like he's shilling.
It sounds weird.
Yeah.
This is a modern day lynching of a straight Christian
sexual harasser,
conservative
sexual harasser,
white
sexual harasser,
male
sexual harasser.
So hold on a second.
Power.
Am I supposed
to? I guess he missed that one. He missed one important qualifier.
Missed that sexual harasser part.
It's a part in the ingredients. It's at the very bottom. It's right under monosodium glutamate
right? Maltodextrin and sexual harassment.
Sexual harasser. Yeah, it's right there. How many parts of sexual harasser is always 100% of your daily requirement? There you go. That's perfect.
It's so funny because my daily requirement was zero.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, that's exactly how that works, as it turns out. I love this idea that he's about to lament how white men of power are getting fucked over.
Mm, yeah, that's
they're
common.
White men of power.
It's common, especially in this administration.
Right? Like, oh man, this multi fucking double plus millionaire is having a bad day. He's going to go home rich.
Yeah, what the fuck does he care?
Like, what is he? Wait, oh, you got fired from your job. Turns out I don't fucking need it.
And you know what? He's going to make a fucking shit ton of money writing books for all those people that are farther right than Fox News.
And now they'll go on the circuit. He'll make the circuit. He'll get fucking interviewed by all the dipshits. They'll pay him big fucking speaking fees. He'll write books. He fucking wakes up tomorrow fucking wealthier than I will ever be.
Yeah. Super wealthy. This is the only thing that's happened to him is that they've taken away this particular show. But just like Glenn Beck, go start an internet show and you'll have millions of followers. All the same people that watched you there are going to watch you here. You're going to have the same. You'll just have more control over what you do. That's all. That's the only thing. You can drop a couple F-bombs, Bill.
Yep.
Like, that's it. Like, you get to control your own destiny now. You could fucking pace Fox News. Like, the thing is, they're going to have to replace Bill O'Reilly. And for many, many years, Bill O'Reilly was their biggest draw. He was the thing that was getting people to come to Fox News. He was the reason why they were the best and highest rated program, right?
Right.
For years and years and years. Well, now they just fucking lost this guy. Well, he could go on the internet and maybe steal their business.
Yep.
Well, it's fucking, there's nothing bad about this for this guy.
Nothing bad happened to him.
Yeah.
Nothing bad. He got to sexually harass interns and then they sent him home rich.
Or whoever.
Right.
We're just using interns as a, I don't know
I'm going to decide that it's interns.
I don't know who he sexually harassed or how many. But the fact is it's not going to ruin his career.
Yeah. I don't feel bad for Bill O'Reilly. Like, it's not like he's going home like, I don't know. No, I can't have any more lobster bisque. Yeah.
That's all this is about, folks. White males with power, up power, are under attack. The straight white male of power is the only thing that's keeping the country hanging on. You get rid of them, it's over.
Like, the fucking, we just got to get rid of Congress and we got to get rid of everybody?
Or a lot of them.
I mean, that's what I'm saying, Cecil. So it's like, it's like the fucking 99%.
It's
right?
A lot of them.
Yeah. You gotta get rid of this. Fucking stupid.
The idea, it's a stupid thing to say though, because you're just like, you know, if you got rid of them, what does that even mean? Got rid of them. Took them out of power?
I think just took them out of power, but who would take them out of power? He saw it doesn't even make any sense.
He just had a black president and he didn't take him out of power.
Powerful. He's saying like the powerful people would be taken out of power by who? More powerful, less powerful people?
Yeah, less powerful people.
Less powerful people will exert their power to knock more powerful people off the power.
Mm.
But Man, I don't know. All I know is I just looked it up and Bill O'Reilly's worth $85 million.
That's so bad for him. I feel so sad
that he lost his job.
Bill, if you want to work, we'll fire Megan. If you want to work for us, give us a call, Bill. I feel bad for you. If you're interested, Bill O'Reilly, shoot us a tweet. Actually, don't send us an email because we might not get it, but tweet at us, Bill, if you're interested in the job, because we would, you know, I wouldn't have you take over from Megan, but I would definitely have her train you. So
I think everybody with an employment opportunity should tweet that opportunity from now on to Bill O'Reilly. A man can't live on $85 million alone. Yeah. I think we all need to step in here and make sure that he's taken care of.
Yeah. And he's pretty highly qualified. So like any of you librarians out there are looking for extra help, or he knows a lot about books.
He does. He knows. So he's ghostwritten or had several ghostwritten for him.
And that's what the children of the lie are working desperately trying to do.
What does that even mean?
Wait, and that's what these children of the lie are working desperately trying to do. Are working desperately trying to do. I know that we're not allowed to make fun of his mush mouth.
No, but you can make fun of how he talks.
But really, are working desperately trying to do?
That's not a sentence.
Words for to be using not your thing is not.
You'll find the maker of the banana, Almighty God, has made it with a non-slip surface.
All right, so Tom, we are at several chapters into our books. I'm reading a Ray Comfort book about 100 things that he thinks scientists would say about the Bible or something.
Yep.
And you're reading Dianetics.
Yep, indeed. Although every time I write a quiz, autocorrect changes it to diabetics.
Diabetics.
And I'm not changing it back.
Diabetics.
Yes. I actually wrote these quiz questions while eating cookies because it struck me as diabetic. So I'm still hoping. Still hoping. I'm going to kill this pancreas.
You're going to go.
Type 2.
All right. So Tom.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you start it off? I know you have more questions than I do. And I'll do a couple questions and I'll play Ray Comfort reading for us as well.
All right, Cecil. According to Dianetics, the theory that survival explains why people do stuff, which he's totally taking credit for, by the way, can be computed. What machine does he use to compute the supposedly testable theory? A, Ed 209. B, Johnny 5. C, Hal 9000.
Uh-huh.
D, Lappy 486. Or E, no one knows. He just says this kind of stuff with nothing at all to back it up.
He doesn't even list the machine?
No, he just says it can be computed.
That's it?
And then he just says, like, it has been computed. We have computed. No, actually, we have computed would be far too active of a sentence. He only uses passive grammar.
Oh, 100%. It's got to hurt so much to read it.
This is painful. My eyes hurt reading this stuff. Yeah.
It worse or better than Ike?
Oh, God. This is, in some ways, this is 1,000 times worse.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's, you know, because Ike, you could just pass your eyes over the lists and get to like when something happened, like when Mutwa was around,
sure,
or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is just so poorly written. The writing is like, you know, I could occasionally throw in like a little joke or a jibe, like, sure, I got a small dick or whatever. Yeah. You know, I can't tie it around a lamppost,
yeah,
or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah.
This is just atrocious. The writing is just an atrocity. It's an absolute atrocity.
Oh,
it's so bad.
I wish I felt bad for you, but I don't. It's nothing in me. I can't. I try to dig.
Where's your heart space?
I try to dig in there to feel bad for you, and I can't.
I've been doing a lot of work.
A little bit. Not even a little bit.
This took me like 7 minutes.
Oh, it's difficult.
I know. L. Ron Hubbard writes in an infuriatingly passive voice. Why is this?
Hmm.
A, it is recalled that he is a bottom. B, it can be computed that he likes to be spanked raw. C, it is concluded that he is thankful and would like another. Or D, because he has all the writing skills and panache of, well, the guy who wrote Battlefield Earth.
It's D.
It is D.
Oh, God. I don't even want to think about the other three, though.
So, Cecil, what are the four dynamics?
Mm.
A, the individual urge to survive. B, the urge of the individual toward the sex act. C, the urge of the individual toward survival of the group. D, the urge of the individual toward survival for the species. Or E, Very obviously, it's all of the above, but come on. If you think there's some great fucking revelation about the human fucking condition, then you've been hiding under a rock, or you've been so viciously stricken by one that you are no longer capable of brain function.
All of the above.
Yeah, you got that one. Yeah, you got that
It's because
yeah.
you told me, though.
I know. All right, but here's the stumper.
You're going to get me
My
this
favorite
week.
Part.
You're going to get me.
Which of these is not a real Dianetic sentence?
Okay.
A. The survival dynamic can be seen to sweep out from the individual to embrace the entire species and its symbiotes. B. But it is further recalled that the four dynamics are, when computed properly, distinct and yet remain part of the principal or primary dynamic. C. That man is selfish is a valid statement only when one means an aberrated man. Or D. But it violates the optimum solution because it did not answer for the dynamic one.
It's C.
It is not.
Oh, good for
it
you.
It is not. I got you.
Good.
It is B, but it is further recalled at the four dynamics. That is made up. But the writing is so atrocious that it literally doesn't matter what you write and nothing has to make any sense. And it doesn't even have to connect to the sentences before it or after it or around it or connect to its overall
it wasn't,
thesis.
None of those were interesting anyway.
No, so. They're terrible.
Yeah, it's all awful.
They're just awful. The writing
what is,
what, is so
there anything
bad.
Happening? Like, I mean, like, I don't even understand like what this is about anyway. So
what he's saying is that he's saying that Dianetics in this chapter, it's book one, chapter four. What he's basically saying is, look, we can understand certain basic things about the human condition, and we can do this scientifically through this magic of the science of Dianetics. And we proved, and he says it all the time in this chapter. He's like, yeah, we did all the math and we did all the experiments and the research, and we computed that there are four dynamics that drive all human behavior. And it's the four dynamics that I discussed earlier. It's the urge to survive, the individual's urge to survive, the individual's urge to procreate, the individual's urge for the group to survive, and the urge for the survival of the species. And it's like, yeah, okay, you took sociology 101. this is so fucking basic. There's nothing here.
You watched one season of Survivor.
Right? It's like, there's nothing here. There's nothing interesting in
it
here
seems
at
like
all.
It's such a long book, too.
It's a
like
pamphlet that. So
oh,
far.
God.
It's a pamphlet of things he didn't even come up with. It's Darwinian in nature. Ugh. There's nothing here. Cecil, it is so bad. I honestly, like, if you're swayed by this book, if you're like, I read that and that seemed... things are wrong.
You're David Icke level crazy.
Shit is fucking wrong in your life that's never getting fixed. No amount of volcanoes is fixing this series of problems.
So we're going to listen to Adam Reeks play Ray Comfort for us. He read a tiny bit of the chapter that I had to read this time.
Now, I think I've cottoned onto what's happening here. Raylene said that some idiots called Tomothy and Seesaw from that stupid herd dissonance pulled thingy on the electric goggle are making fun of my literary excellence. So to get back at them, I'm going to channel my inner Sean Spicer and read this in the tone you wankers deserve. The Bible speaks of a specific design. Slight variations in physical laws such as gravity or electromagnetism would make life impossible, ... The necessity to produce life lies at the center of the universe's whole machinery and design. That was a quote from John Wheeler, Princeton University professor of physics, because he sounds important. Even evolutionist Stephen Hawking, considered the best known scientist since Albert Einstein, apart from me.
I love that.
Best known?
They use this all the time, though. Remember when that in that other shitty movie, they're like, well, Stephen Hawking said it, so burp-a-da-derp-a-da-doo.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's super famous. He's a scientist, even people who don't know science know.
And he talks like a robot. So.
Acknowledges the universe and the laws of physics seem to have been specifically designed for us. If any one of about 40 physical qualities had more than slightly different values, life as we know it would not exist.
And that's true. That's true, right?
But uninteresting.
But also, life might be different then, right? It only exists here now the way it exists because of the parameters in which we exist in.
Yeah.
So if there was more gravity, you know, they say, well, maybe stuff wouldn't go. Maybe it would. Maybe it would form differently. And then there would be different stuff. We just happen to be perfect, or whatever they call it, for this particular world because we happen to evolve here.
Yeah, it's the difference between looking at the universe shaped its way around the people.
Yeah.
Versus the life that's on Earth shaped its way around the necessities of life on Earth, right? The Earth wasn't like, I don't know, just as if there's like fucking people and cheetahs and shit just floating around in space. Like, I don't know, what should we land on? And then Earth just comes along. I look pretty good.
Yeah, what about this?
Right?
Either atoms would not be stable, or they wouldn't combine into molecules, or the stars wouldn't form the heavier elements, or the universe would collapse before life could develop, and so on. And that's a quote from Austin, American Statesman, on October 19th, 1997. So, puss off.
So, here we go. So, here's two questions for you. According to Ray, the chance of life having emerged is comparable to what happening? A, Tom doing a work.
No.
B, Eli Bosnick bringing someone to orgasm. C.
The Anna Bosnick story.
C. Pat Robertson defeating a Ninja Turtle in a katana duel over the last piece of sewer pizza.
Oh.
I'm sorry, messed up. New York style pizza.
Oh, right. Yes. I don't. Is there a difference?
Or A 747 being spontaneously created by a tornado going through a junkyard.
Yeah, it's the fucking. Oh, God.
So, second question. God created humans to be different. What is the major difference between us and other species?
Oh, okay.
A, we can tranquilize any other species and date rape it.
We're pretty good at that with our own species, depending on who you are.
B, we fist bump.
Hmm, yeah.
C, we utilize keyless entry to our advantage. Actually, A and C are also very similar. Right?
Yeah.
D, we put probes and rovers on other planets. We split the atom. We look back in the past 13 billion years when we look at the sky. We measure gravitational waves from when black holes collided billions of years ago. And we live on after our death through art. Or E, only humans can appreciate God's love.
Are you fucking serious? Are you fucking serious? Are you fucking serious?
Next week, we're going to be covering more of this stuff. Hopefully, Adam will be back from his hiatus and he'll have another reading for us. So that'll be exciting.
A reeking?
A reeking.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Tom, you wanted to talk about this. This is Trump and his amazing diction.
This is astonishing. I love this so much. This is an article from Slate. But it really revolves around this tweet. Let me read this tweet real quick to you. This is from the actual president of the United States, who should not be tweeting, who tweeted and tweeted this. This is what he tweeted. Okay, hold on. I gotta gather myself. Eventually, but okay, hold on. I can do it. And this was at 10:45 a.m., so it wasn't in the middle of the night. There's no reason to be drunk at 10:45.
There's no reason that he like sleep tweeted this or anything.
No, this is not a crazy ambient tweet or something where you're like fucking away, like you've got like covered in fucking donuts and shit, tweeting like I'm on air. I don't know. All right. Eventually, but at a later date, so we can get started early. I can't do it. Hold on. This is not how you do words. Eventually.
The next line is like, the chicken monkeys are going to fuck me, right? I mean, that's like what's coming next, right? Is that what's coming next?
Eventually, but at a later date so we can get started early. It's so fucking stupid.
I can't even. Who writes like even this? If somebody said that out loud to me, okay, I would say, okay. I'd be like, say what? Like, what did you just say? What? What did you just say? Are you having a stroke? It's like as soon as they said it, you know how like when you check if somebody has a fever with the back of your hand, like you would just reach out and touch their hand. Right. You'd be like, do you have smallpox or something?
Do you
like,
smell what? Burnt toast?
Yeah, what's happening with you? Yeah.
Okay, all right,
did you eat a lobotomy earlier today?
Did you throw a fucking sink through the window? Okay. All right. We're trying to get all the way through the street.
You can do it. I have faith in you.
Eventually, but at a later date. So we can get started early. Eventually, at later, so we can do this early. Mexico will be paying in some form for the badly needed border wall. Defend this motherfucker now. Come on, frogs or whatever.
Oh, that is the best tweet.
Eventually, but at a later date, so we can get started early. Mexico will be paying in some form for the. Yeah, here's your fucking all powerful wizard. This is it. This is it. This is your guy, guys.
Oh, man.
This tweet is so painfully, terrifyingly, horribly written.
Yeah.
I think I know what he's saying. But it took me a minute.
Sure. When I first read it, I was like, wait, what?
I think what he's saying is we're not going to wait for the funding to come in before we start building the wall. But don't worry. We'll get the money somehow.
Was it in response to someone else? No. That's the thing. Is like
this was just on his mind out of nowhere. Here's
the thing. Like if somebody asked you first and said, hey, what's going on with the wall? I thought the yada, yada, yada. And he said, eventually, but at a later date so we can get started early, right? Like if you're answering a question, that's a sentence that you would use to answer a question, right? Somebody says something to you.
Yeah, there's no way I would use that sentence under any set of circumstances.
I think I could see myself. If somebody asked a very specific question to me, I could see myself starting a tweet like this by saying, eventually, but at a later date so we can get started early. But the problem is that there's no period after that.
Also, just writing something like, but at a later date so we can get started early.
Again, it's not great.
It's
not good. It's not
okay. It's not. It should be criminalized. But writing this poorly should be criminalized.
The problem is that it's not in response to anything. So he's just saying. Like
apropos of nothing.
You're just saying.
Yeah. Just out of nowhere. This is just, it's 10:44 in the morning, right? And he's just sitting there with his phone in his hand.
He just had his second colostomy bag shit. He's drinking his third cup of
Metamucil?
Virgin blood. So we got a ton of new patrons. I'd like to thank Velvet, Matthew, Michael, Squall, Zach, George, Kevin, Brent, Ashley, Dan, Shane, Greg, Nathaniel, Marissa, Dairy Councilman McEggnog.
Gross.
David at theramblingblog.com. Holly, Kristen, Justin, Tabin, Adam, Brendan, Martin, Sheldine, Mary, Gus, Michael, I guess it's O negative, teetotal, how much for that liver, Tom? It's actually how much faux dat liver.
Not for sale.
Danilo, Jesse, Stephanie, Kristen, Ashton, Derpicus, Maximus, and Brendan. Thanks so much for your generous donations.
Thank you very much.
You're the reason we're able to travel places. You're the reason we're able to donate to the Trevor Project like we did today. So thank you. Indeed. Thank you so very much for your generous donations. We are starting a new show with the Scathing Guys. We mentioned it last time. It's a new show called Citation Needed. That new show is available on Patreon and will be for the next couple of weeks until we launch. If you're interested in being an early adopter, some of the stuff that's currently on there won't be there forever. It's all of our test records leading up to that show coming to fruition. So there was several test records that we did that just were just cutting room floor stuff that we weren't positive we were never going to really publish wide. Just so happened that this was stuff that we were putting together thinking, you know, how can we make a funny show? And so we put together five episodes of just, you know, what we thought was going to be, what we thought we could turn a show into. And some of them are quiz show based, some of them are variety show based. And then there's also a Citation Needed pilot in there. All that stuff's going to go away. There are five extra shows that are going to go away the moment we launch. So if you want to be an early adopter, you can get those. Or if you want to wait for it, totally fine. We're going to go live with it. We would appreciate a download and a review once you listen to it. We're going to go live, like we say, in a couple weeks. We'll keep you informed on when that's going to happen. Got a message about North Korea. We talked about North Korea during the live stream, and this is from Devin. And Devin says that the reason people there always act like they're in that Twilight Zone episode is that they were constantly told that the leader can read their minds literally.
Yeah, that's crazy. Kim Jong-un, he says, will punish them for thought crimes. Because he could read their thoughts like a fucking book made of chocolate. If you want to learn a little more about Kim Jong-un, Check out Citation Needed, because he's going to be the subject of a show that we're recording very shortly.
Yeah.
So one of the episodes of Citation Needed coming up will feature that porky little pig of a man.
And we will be releasing that wide, like we say, in a couple of weeks, but it'll be available for patrons sooner than that. We got a message about the crucifixion Jesus myth. And this is from Aubrey. And Aubrey says, I loved your Easter special. Just thought you might like to know more about the crucifixion. It takes people over 24 hours to die on the cross. Yeah, that's it. But that, what if they want it, though?
Like, yeah,
what if
right?
What if they're really want
it? I bet I could do it quicker.
Yeah. I mean, I could push this out a little sooner. Because Jesus was crucified on the eve of Passover. All the people on the crosses needed to die faster. So they broke all their legs so they couldn't stand and would die faster on the cross. Wow. And then they also turned him into Strainer. We talked about that. They stabbed him a couple times. And we had someone by the name of Chris who went to the March for Science in St. Petersburg, Florida, Tom.
Yeah. And he's carrying a sign that says credulity is not a virtue.
Isn't that great?
I think that's pretty awesome.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
We got an image from Bryce, and this is about Trump and Ted Nugent. And I think that this is this is one of those scandals that's going to get out eventually.
I love it. It's so funny.
We'll post this on this week's show notes. This is episode 356. So that's going to wrap it up for this week. We're going to be back next week. We're going to be recording a little early for next week because we're both going on vacation. We'll both be on vacation when it posts, but we'll be recording a little early. So there probably won't be as big an email section, but we look forward to recording and posting it at the normal time. Patrons, of course, will get it early. But until next time, we're going to leave you like we always do with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo quasi alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy healing, water downward spiral, brain deadpan, sales pitch, late night info docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death in towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your sides. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and information provided on this podcast are intended for entertainment purposes only. All opinions are solely that of Glory Hole Studios, LLC. Cognitive Dissonance makes no representations as to accuracy, completeness, currentness, suitability, or validity of any information, and will not be liable for any errors, damages, or butthurt arising from consumption. All information is provided on an as-is basis.
no refunds. Produced in association with the local Dairy Council and viewers like you.